God bless you, saints of God. It is yet another Tuesday night coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministry. Appreciative and thankful for each and every last one of you. We're going to get into this word tonight. And we are going to do what the Lord has called us to do. Praise God. There is no safer place than the Bible tells us. It is so important to know that the safe place is when you've done all you can do, you can just stand, you know, and that's standing on the anchor and standing on Jesus. And, you know, his grace is still sufficient enough. It's sufficient enough to overcome. The Bible needs no additives and no attractions. Praise God. It's perfect. It's more than enough for his people. More than enough, period. Praise God. You must know that when Jesus was in the wilderness and he faced the enemy, there was no parlor tricks. There was no nothing. It was just the straight word. Hallelujah. And he was hungry. He was fasting. He was tired. Flesh was weak, but the word isn't. Praise God. The flesh is weak, but the word isn't. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if y'all, we're going to get into some things tonight, saints of God. I'm not sure what direction God was going to go. Praise God. And he had pressed in my spirit, in my time today, in my quiet time. He was impressing in my spirit about turning points and about this turning period. And so today it wasn't too busy, but it was busy enough today. And the Holy Spirit was ministering to me in my quiet time about turning, about what we turn to, praise God, our go-to, so to speak. And the world will always offer antidotes to problems, and the enemy will always present options. Hence, when Jesus went in the wilderness, he was giving him options. And the options were always trying to cut God out of the equation. Praise God. And this is what flesh wants to be. Flesh wants to be your God. Praise God. And if you didn't know, like, flesh is wicked. It is wicked. And when people present options other than God, you know the deal. It's some things that are being ruled in their lives and is not of God. Praise God. If we can just be frank. But flesh presents these options to cut out God. Always. Always wants to present options to cut out God. Praise God. And the desire of the enemy is to be worshipped. That's why pride is so stinks in the nostrils of God, because when an individual is full of pride, they want to be worshipped. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love to be appreciated, but it is a very damning thing to want to be worshipped. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'll show you some things in the Word tonight which could cause us to get out of our own way. Because the biggest enemy we fight, we think it's outside of us. No. The biggest enemy we fight is the one inside of us. Praise God. That flesh. That's why the Apostle Paul talked about dying daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if I had a title of this message, it would be Turning. Turning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I if y'all didn't know, the ministry does a lot of counseling and has done a lot of counseling for a lot of years. And that's one asset or facet of the ministry that people don't see. Praise God. And I'm not, it is not, this is just for an example purposes. I don't declare these things. Once again, look at us. But I did in this context, I'd be declaring it for example purposes. And there are many facets, but oftentimes when we know one facet, when all we know is one facet, and we're not educated or revelated, if you will, or opened up to information, then we'll just see that thing in that one way. Praise God. It's so much more to the ministry than just Tuesday nights, and I'm using this in context. And so there's a lot of different facets. And so, which brings us to the title of this message tonight would be called Turning. Turning. I'm a big proponent of education, big proponent of learning. My mama was an educator. My sister's an educator. I have several friends that are educators. We come from a long line of either preachers or educators, which are, they go hand in hand once again. Praise God, because I believe you should come into the household of God learning about God. Praise God. Even the Apostle Paul said we should grow in the grace and the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. We should grow. Hallelujah. But if I just see it in one facet all the time, and I say see it, but are closed off in one way, it doesn't leave me any room to grow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all turn with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can be so blind to ourselves that we can only see ourselves, and I say blind to ourselves. We can only see ourselves as, especially when we don't have accountability. When we don't have accountability, or if you will, accountability, or the counsel, or the convicting of the Holy Spirit, it becomes a very, very, very dark place, very alienated place from God. Because it's only dark. With darkness is the absence of light. That's what it is. Hallelujah. It is the absence of light. Hallelujah. And the word, the word talks about it being the light of the word. The word in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. And it brings light into dark places. And so in order for us to have light, there has to be a worship of it. Because you will embody what you worship. You will embody, you will be full of what you worship. That's why worship, this is why the enemy always wants to keep you disappointed or always bring in accusations against God. He always bring in accusations against God to you, praise God. He know he can't stand in the face of God. He knows God is God. But he wants to bring doubt to your mind about your God. Hallelujah. He wants to steal the worship. And if I can steal the worship, hallelujah, I can get the individual. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to make sense here in just a minute, saints of God. So a little background. The baton was passed from David to Solomon. And we will do an examination of this transition even more in the near future, because it is so important to understand where David, because we know David, and it's so important to understand the transition from David to, and it's so applicable to us to this day. I just don't have time tonight to do it justice. But there was a transition, the baton was passed. And even Solomon, the baton being passed to him, seemingly was unorthodox, seemingly shouldn't have been. Praise God. Hallelujah. Solomon was somewhat of the outsider, the outside kid, if you will. Praise God. And he wasn't revered. Hallelujah. But he was revered in the eyesight of God. And that's why we have to be so careful to make determinations about what God is going to do or who God is. And I say determination, solid judgments. And we can be so far from God. It can be so far from God. Who God chooses will be evident. Just like he chose you and he chose you for a destiny, it will be evident. It will be evident. God makes no mistakes. Hallelujah. The mistakes we make is making predetermination of that of what God is going to do. Meaning, and I say predetermination, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Praise God. Or God can't use this one. Or God can't use that one. Or the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. He is a lie. God can is using you and is going to use you even the more. Praise God. And so the baton was passed. And the man of God, this is wise Solomon, and yes, he got off, but thank God he was redeemed, because Jesus talked about sitting at the table in heaven with Solomon and Abraham, so obviously he made it in. Thank God for that. But he got off. He got off into some things, and it's a cautionary tale. Oh, praise God. But at this juncture, he built the household of God. Before he even thought about building his house. Well, they intersected, but he started with the household of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he began to sacrifice. And God was so pleased, the Bible says, he filled the temple with his glory. I tell you, when worship is exhausted and on God, and it's not exhausted, but I mean wholeheartedly, God is going to fill that temple. I just don't understand how we put demands, and I say demands. We should put expectations because God wants us to believe him. But I just don't understand. Well, God, I did this. You should do this. You should do that. I don't get that mentality because he's God. Hallelujah. And so Solomon, at this juncture, whole heart is turned towards God, obviously by his actions. Praise God. They had never seen a sacrifice that he laid down from that day to that day. And this was, there was the times of Abraham. There was times of Moses. There was the times of Joshua, his daddy, David. And there had not been a celebration or sacrifice greater than what Solomon did. Hallelujah. So obviously, his heart was turned. He was vested at this time. Hallelujah. And so anytime your heart turns towards God, and if you ever want to answer from God or anything, I promise you, get quiet and turn totally towards him. God is not, he's not the author of confusion. And God is not a God that wants to withhold anything from you. You want to hear from God, turn towards him. And I'm not talking about, oh God, just turn towards him when we need him, or just turning towards him when things are kind of tough and, oh God, I'm ready to listen. Because most of the time, because we are so fickle, if we want to be honest about it, we are fickle at times. And that when things are going good, or we think they're going good, or we got a little relief or comfort, oh, well, God, I get to you. I appreciate you, God. And in those times when the pressure is on, I tell you, pressure is important. Hallelujah. We need God all the time. We just don't realize it. We need him all the time. But God will use pressure to produce promises out of your life. You need Judases in your life. You need them. Judas keeps you praying. Judas keeps you seeking. Judas keeps you focused in the place that it needs to be. So it's not about, oh, God, make it easy. It's really about, God, let me make whatever you need to do to let me make it in. Whatever you need to do. We don't get to dictate God how he comes. We don't get that ability. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to get into some things tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. What did I say? 2 Chronicles 7. We'll start in 12. I'm not going to read too many of these. Solomon had finished the house of the Lord. and the king's house. And all that came in Solomon's heart to make the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperly, this is verse 11, I need to read this. This is good. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. And all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously affected. He prospered. Hallelujah. See, when hearts and minds are aligned with the worship and the will of God, this opens up things in your life, saints of God. Hallelujah. It opens up everything in your life. Praise God. Y'all read it. He prosperly affected. In verse 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Praise God. You cannot follow Christ without sacrifice. Or understanding the intent and understanding the purpose of sacrifice. Or understand sacrifice, period. It is so important. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for servicemen. Those who follow me on Facebook know my father had been 30 plus years in the military. Many a times he sacrificed being away from us to serve others, to serve the country. And there was some, even in his sacrifice to serve, there were sacrifices in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I say in us because he was away from his family. And in order to get in the same connotation, in order for us to get to the place that we can even call on the name of Jesus and call on the name of be in the family, there had to be sacrifice. This is the part that we flesh hates. Flesh doesn't want to sacrifice. Flesh wants to get. Gimme. Greedy. Gimme. It doesn't want to give. Hallelujah. So you see the biggest giving ever for the sacrifice of God, and it wasn't the amount, although there were specifications of the amount. Hallelujah. But it was the intent on Solomon. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Hallelujah. And he has chosen, you are the temples of the Holy Ghost, a dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command a locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, you see God? You see here is God that is in control. Hallelujah. He said, if I do all this, watch this. He said, if this happened, which it had happened after Moses, there were pestilences in the land and there were things. But these should be intention getters. Not that just because you're going through something, God is not with you. That is not then. Don't get Brother Marcus wrong. But there are times that we have drifted away and we start feeling ourselves or worshiping ourselves, or we forget and we become distracted or disconnected. Even Jesus talked about the vine and the branch, and the branch without the vine, it shrivels up. There's disconnection happens. And this is what God is talking about here. I'm not talking about just because you're going through something. Because if you saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, I promise you, you're going to hell is going to put a target on your back, on your front, on your side, and every which way. But you're still covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, you will overcome. Praise God. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, you have identity. He calls you by his name. Hallelujah. That's some good stuff. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Humble themselves. Humility is the opposite of pride. It is on the opposite end of the spectrum of pride. Pride brings disconnection. Humility brings intimacy. Hallelujah. Praise God. A prideful individual is like a thorny individual, hard to approach. Hallelujah. Humility is approachable, receivable. Hallelujah. And it causes you to be a receiver of God. Hallelujah. A receiver of the things of God. He says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, that part, that's the part that flesh hates. The flesh hates prayer. Prayer brings a state, if you will, a state, a atmosphere, a abode, if you will. Man, it brings an abode, a atmosphere, a condition. Hallelujah. For habitation for God. I don't know how prayer is so important in your life, in a believer's life. Hallelujah. It's so important in a believer's life. And I know you're like, Brother Marcus, I know. But if we did, we would be consistent in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, and humble themselves and pray and seek my face. This is the antidote to the ruts, a lot of the ruts that we're in to this day. A lot of, and once again, you know, but Mark has done preach down anybody, and I'm not, that's my, not, never my intention. But a lot of the households of God are absent. These things are absent. Humility, prayer, the seeking of God's face. Oftentimes we're filled with entertainment and hooks to try to get people in. And I tell you, a thirsty man doesn't care, or a person who is thirsty, spiritually thirsty, doesn't care if they get water from a flask, a jug, a jar, as long as they can get the water. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, the Holy Spirit in Jesus produced in tombs, delivering a demon-possessed man, produced in, praise God, atmospheres where people were dead and people were laughing that Jesus said that she would rise, talking about the young lady who had deceased. And Jesus said she would rise, and they laughed at him. And he put him out, and the young girl rose. Hallelujah. The climate or the situation doesn't dictate to God. It doesn't dictate to God. God dictates to it. And he says, seek my face. And this is important, saints. And turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. This is extremely important. Praise God. Wicked, we think, which are wicked ways. But a lot of times, things that we have been doing, we don't realize they have been wicked. The definition for wicked: evil or morally bad in principle or practice, sinful, iniquitous. Praise God. Praise God. If your Holy Ghost can be compromised, there's some wicked ways. If right is only right when it's right for you, there's some wicked ways there. Hallelujah. If somebody else does the same thing you do and it's damning on their end, but overlooked by you on your end, there might be some wicked ways. Because wicked, one of the things about wickedness or wicked, it's not just. It will never be just. It can't be just. It inherently does not have justice in it. It inherently is looking to do bad. It is inherently looking to get over, to bend the rules, break the rules, whatever. And a lot of times religion disguises wickedness or justifies it, but God doesn't. This is why he started this banter, Solomon, He said, if my people who are called by my name, if my people, he didn't talk about the world. He said, if my people shall humble themselves. Now, isn't that something? He didn't say them over there, then down the street. He said, my people. It is amazing how we will justify the things that we have made room for in our hearts, or the things that are hard, which are unhealed or unredeemed, hallelujah, want. Amazing how we'll justify it. Yeah, it's one of those nine saints of God. He says, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will, what? Heal their land. And that's natural in that spiritual land. Hallelujah. I will heal them. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent into the prayer that is made in this place. So it's not God shuts himself off from us. It is that we shut ourselves off from God. Praise God. We must turn. We must turn wholeheartedly. We must turn single-mindedly. Hallelujah. We must turn totally focused. The days are evil, saints of God. And the enemy is tricky. And he is looking to go about. He is as a roaring lion, looking to see who he can devour. Hallelujah. And when we do not humble ourselves, and when we don't pray and we don't seek his face, we fatten ourselves up for the kill because we become disconnected. We become uncovered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand on the fervent righteousness of the word of God, because that experience we talk about Jesus had in the wilderness, we're all had it and going to have it again, saints of God. And if you're standing in the flesh, it's a wrap. But if you're standing on the word and standing in the spirit, it's a wrap for the enemy. Hallelujah. Let's turn, saints of God. The enemy is trying to take territory over in your mind and your heart and your spirit. That's a victim, saints of God. This is how you a victim. God answered Solomon, because Solomon was in a position to be heard. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, saints of God. Let's turn. Let's turn. Let's turn and watch God. Part of this is we have watched and rehearsed the things of the enemy. And we have rehearsed the things of the world. But it's time to show this world the blood-bought, hallelujah, fervent power of the Holy Ghost, saints of God. This is what the world is dying for. Praise God, he's still a healer. And he's using him, you, hallelujah, as a living sacrifice to bring healing to so many generations, saints of God. But being humble and seeking his face makes you available to be used. Pride and greed, and it makes you unavailable, hallelujah, to be used by God. Hallelujah. He wants to heal your land, saints. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. And it's so important and applicable to God's people. I tell you, principles are principles. God is still the God of, he's still the Alpha Omega and the beginning and the end and everything in between. Praise God. The principles haven't changed. He's still the Ancient of Days. He's still righteous and judicious, and brilliant and amazing. Hallelujah. And he's still loving. And he's still, hallelujah, praise God, calls you by his name. Hallelujah. That you are his people. You are his people. Praise God. But we're going to stop right there. We're going to change the order of service, thanks to God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful and appreciative of y'all tonight. I'm thankful for God. Thankful for you. Hallelujah. We will be starting some series coming up, and you will be hearing some other guest speakers, great men and women of God. And we're just so thankful. Thankful for each and every last one of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. That bless us. Their labor is their labor of love is felt and so awesome. Praise God. And I thank God for it.